This is the save point. Damn.
That was great. I mean, you did the best that you could. No. Yeah.
But doing the best with what I got.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. What's up, everybody? This is episode 28 of The Save Point. I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, Chocolate the Mongoo. And I'm joined by my wonderful host, Alyssa Rosa.
Hello.
What's up, Alyssa? How's your day?
It was a day. How's your day?
It was a day too. My day was super busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm looking forward to my days not being busy for quite some time.
Yeah. Mondo's leaving tomorrow to DR, the homeland.
To the motherland, you know?
Yeah, the motherland. So.
Yeah. Catch me on Instagram. We'll be playing. Yeah. Catch me on Instagram. We'll be playing Is It Ripe Enough? Like every other day. Do we give them the rundown now? Do we give them the rundown after the show of like the next few weeks?
It's up to you. I mean, if you want to dive right into it and then.
Yeah, let's just dive right into it.
Let's not hesitate.
All right. Yo, today's been a news day. I knew today was going to be a news day. And I was like, I hope that it's not news that we're going to miss more. conferences happening because they're happening on Thursday, but I'm gonna start with a banger. Let's start with Nintendo. Let's start with Nintendo. Nintendo announced this morning, and I had to double check because I got caught with a fake account last time on some already having a Zelda event. So I was like, is this really Nintendo of America? And it was. So they're having their E3 event on June 15th at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And they mentioned that it's exclusively Nintendo Switch software. So, and I wondered why they worded it that way, because I don't recall them ever saying that. Well, I think it means we ain't talking about hardware. We heard those rumors of a new Switch coming out. Don't think that you're gonna hear about that here. At least that's how I talk.
That's how you interpreted it, basically.
Because why would you say that? Like, just make it about software. Because if you don't say that, then people are like, oh, wow. You know, after those rumors, they're like, oh, wow, are we going to hear about the new Switch that day? And expectations are just like, then come up here.
I rock it.
And if they're not going to announce a Switch, then you got to temper those expectations somehow.
That's true.
So, anyways, that's the day their event is happening. And they're going to have about 3 hours of gaming afterwards as part of their Nintendo Treehouse that they usually do. Mm-hmm. And like I said about this, their wording of announcing this Treehouse happening is that there were some rumors circulating last week that Nintendo is going to announce the Nintendo Switch Pro, the Super Nintendo Switch, whatever. That's how Alyssa put it on the doc. I like that. They should call it the Super Nintendo Switch. That should be super fire.
That's what I saw online. That's what people were calling it, the Super Nintendo Switch. And I was like, that has a ring to it.
It has a ring to it. I like that. I can fuck with that. So there were some rumors of Nintendo announcing that prior to E3. So like this week or next week is what, you know, that if that's actually true. And obviously Nintendo wording that way, saying that they're going to talk about software then, doesn't mean that they're not going to talk about hardware before then. But a rumor is a rumor, and we'll take it for what it is.
Grain of salt.
That'd be kind of cool. I did say that I wasn't expecting that this year, so that would totally go against what I would thought, but I'm not going to debate it. You know, if it's ready, it's ready.
They're saying there's a release window, supposedly like rumored release window, from September to October of this year, which is kind of crazy. But people are speculating that it would be higher than the original price, which is $300 for a regular Switch. But I also saw people debating, saying like, if they even lessen the price of the original Switch to maybe like down to 50, like $250 or like even $200, keeping the new Switch at like that cap of $300 would really be beneficial to Nintendo and its consumers, which I think is pretty interesting.
I think a lot of people are saying that it would replace the current Switch, and I don't see that actually. Very much like the PlayStation 4 and the PS4 Pro. The Pro didn't replace the PlayStation 4. You know, you could still go buy a PlayStation 4 if you weren't looking for Pro features. Like, you know, like, a lot of people might not believe this, but most people don't have 4K televisions, you know, and a lot of people don't have televisions that like have the bells and whistles, you know, that these new consoles are supposed to be taking advantage of. And so I feel like if they are making a Nintendo Switch Pro, it becomes like a premium product for them. And so I think you do keep it. Yo, you got a Switch Lite at $200. You got the Nintendo Switch at $300. Let's say if they do bump the price down because this next one comes. But even if they do keep it at $300, you got a product at $300. And you got a product at $400. And each of them cover bases of what a different person might want. A lot of people are just looking for handheld. So the Switch Lite, really good for them. And take your chances on those Joy-Cons. But, you know, have at it. If you want to connect this to your TV, but you don't care about whatever the Switch Pro is going to have, or you don't have $400 to fork over, you got the $300 though.
There's a product for you. Or you're just not into it the way that like serious gamers are into it. Like, we'll probably be the people to buy the $400 one if it is $400 because we're gamers. Yeah. Like, and we do this. Mm-hmm. But if you're casual, that's also a way to get the $300 one.
I think if they kept them all, that'd be really cool. I think if they got rid of the regular Switch, I don't think you can price it at $400. I don't think you can get rid of that $300 price mark and just put another product and then justify it because it's a better product. I think that's you can't really? you can't do that. So that's why I think it either stays. Like, the regular Switch stays, or if it is truly replacing it, it's replacing it at $300.
I don't know that it... I feel like it would be silly to replace it, like you said. I think, like, the betterment would be the three options of, like, who you are as a gamer and how you want it versus, like, replacing it all together. Just because how would someone feel if they just bought, like, the Animal Crossing bundle Switch? It's not fair to them that they get the... Not the lesser version, but, you know, the one that's not as pristine as the new one.
I know it's probably like the idea of them replacing the regular Switch is probably largely geared by, you know, usually consoles stay within like two versions, right? But the Xbox did play around with having three versions out last generation. They had the Xbox One S, they had the regular Xbox One, but the Xbox One did get replaced by that though. So I guess not really the same, but. I would think it'd be interesting if Nintendo plays around with the idea of having three different SKUs out there. That'd be cool. I think it'd be cool. I don't know. We'll see.
Are we happy with this? Like, are we down for the Switch, this new version of the Switch coming out this year?
If it has Bluetooth, 100%.
Is that guaranteed?
It better be. Listen, Alyssa, listen. It's got to be like one of the most requested things because you put out a product in 2017, right? 2017 was it? With no Bluetooth on it. come on. Like, that shit is so insane. Like, I think at that point, like, Bluetooth 4.0 or Bluetooth 3.something was already out. Like, we were deep into Bluetooth by then. And you made a product without that? There's no way that a Bluetooth receiver had to cost that much money. Like, there's no way.
It's Nintendo. They don't even have in-game chat. Come on.
Yeah, so...
I think that's more of a demand. I mean, both are a demand, but like...
Yeah. What you said... Mm-hmm. What was the demand? I'm sorry. I was looking at the...
They don't have in-game chat.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't need them to fix that. I need them to help Discord make an app and put it on the Nintendo Switch. I don't need them to do that. That's
shout out to Discord.
I hope y'all
Discord
do great
was down
things.
Earlier.
Discord was down. Oh wow,
good thing. It's trending.
Good thing it's not down right now because
what do you expect to see from like the soft? Well, not software. The hard.
Software only Nintendo event. Mm-hmm.
What games do you hope to see or you expect to see in 2 weeks?
Metroid Prime. I expect nothing. I don't want to be disappointed. My expectations are all the way on the ground. Nah,
I'm gonna.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't really know. I feel like out of like Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo, I feel like Nintendo's like the one that hasn't had a lot of information out there about potential games that they're making. I do think that you talk about Breath of the Wild 2.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you like reinvigorate the Skyward Sword conversation like through that a little bit, like a month ahead of its release. But outside of Breath of the Wild 2 and Metroid Prime 4, what the fuck are they even making over there? I have no idea. I have no clue what they're working on over there. Everything is like, people are like, yo, I hope we get a Mario Kart 9. Yeah, I hope we get one too. But we've been hoping for a really long time. And there's like no, like there's just no sign of that even. So it's just all hopes. And I don't know. I don't want to sit here and hope too much. I hope for Metroid Prime 4. Even though there were rumors of a 2D Metroid Prime coming out too, that'd be cool too, I guess. But and Breath of the Wild 2. I think you got to talk about it a little bit, but I'm not I'm not expecting a release date on that either, though.
I will say that. Should we address Jess real quick?
Yeah. So cool. So we just got raided. We'll be right back, Jess, my love. All right, and we're back from that raid.
Yeah. right now on Twitter.
What do you expect? Right now on Twitter, we got breaking news.
I'm going to read some of these games that are people saying that people are saying like to see. Odyssey 2 is trending right now, which is so funny because you just beat Odyssey. Breath of the Wild 2, which I agree with you. Like, I think that they should show us a little something. No release date, no release window. Just show us or give us like more progress on how it's going so that, and also just do a little bit more for Zelda. It's 35 years. Metroid Prime 4, Xenoblade 3, Bayonetta 3, Splatoon 3, Donkey Kong Anniversary, and a Zelda Collection. Those are like the ones that I'm seeing a lot on this like hashtag.
I would say Splatoon 3 is a no. We're not seeing that here because what they showed us earlier this year was like a hey, we're working on this.
Yeah,
just so y'all know, which is very much like
gameplay.
Yeah, no gameplay. It was very much a we're working on this. Now that you know, big up to the Splatoon fans. Y'all getting a sequel, or the trequel. But that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think we see anything about that game until like next year at the earliest.
I agree with you.
It's like very much like Breath of the Wild. Have we seen anything about Breath of the Wild since we saw it last year?
No.
Yeah. So. You know, same thing for that. Bayonetta 3 would be really cool. I like that one. Donkey Kong would be incredible, actually.
Yeah.
I think Donkey Kong hasn't had like an official game in a while. Like,
since
Wild Freeze.
We worked at Bloomies. Think that was the last time.
Yeah. So it's been a while since he's had a game, and. Like you said, Zelda 35th anniversary. That's a real one right there.
Yeah.
Right after they showed us that abysmal presentation for Zelda, the little shit that they were doing for such an incredible franchise. It's so crazy because people are talking about is Sonic better than Zelda or more popular than Zelda and shit. What we got for both of those this year so far should tell you everything you need to know.
We'll get to Sonic a little later.
Yeah, we'll get to Sonic in a little bit, but... I would like to see if that was true that we were gonna get like a Wind Waker, and Twilight Princess
collection, something like that.
I think this would be a great time to announce that, especially if it's coming out like second half of the year. But yo, give me something more. Like this is so like
Was weird.
So wack.
It's just so weird crazy. How they handled that. What I expect to see though from Nintendo, I expect to see Mario Golf just because it comes out the week after, and I also expect like No More Heroes. I think that's what it's called, right?
No More that Heroes. Game. Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, that game is pretty big. So I think more or less games that are coming. I'm banking or like hoping. My only hope is that we get a little bit of the Pokemon Arceus thing, or however you say it. I really want to see, I guess, like more about it, like what it entails versus like what we got. But outside of that, I don't expect any of these games. Bayonetta 3 would be amazing. Donkey Kong, just getting a new iteration would be great. Fingers crossed for Mario Kart 9, but I don't think they'll do that until they need to.
Yeah. 100%.
When that is, I have no idea. I wish I knew.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, I know a lot of people are asking for it, but, like, do you really need it? Like, Mario Kart 8 is really good. I remember even, like, playing Mario Kart 8 for the first time, and I was just like, we're kind of getting to a point with some games where it's just like, why the fuck do we even need another game? Like this game has everything. It really is hard to make a game better when it has a everything. Surplus of stuff. Yeah. So, a game that's not story driven like a Mario Kart, right. Where like every year it's just, you know, new maps and stuff.
A race game.
But this one, they did so well in like bringing back old maps, the 3DS maps, and like some people never even played because
they might not have
a 3DS. Yeah. Or like the old consoles. You might not have had a GameCube like me. And so I got to play some that were on the GameCube. It was a really great, really great
I
welcome.
Agree.
That's how I feel about Smash Ultimate. I'm just like, how do you follow this up? It has everything.
We'll see Smash though, because they are always announcing characters.
Yeah, we might get another character announcement. That's a good one right there. Yeah, new character announcement for Smash.
Also, Mixolator, we agree. We think that Switch Pro is cheap cash grab. It is.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. But am I going to get it if it has Bluetooth? 100%.
If it doesn't have Bluetooth, are you not Bluetooth? You're not going to get it.
Oh gosh, man, like. I don't know, because it's probably going to have some other ridiculous shit that I probably want.
I'm going to get it.
Do you think
maybe not right away.
I think they maybe change form factor a little bit. Like, is
you
it just
so?
a slight bit bigger? I mean, the bezel, supposedly the bezel on the screen is going to be slimmer because that's going to make the screen a little bigger and stuff. But I need Bluetooth, man. Like, if there's just one thing that I've hated about my Switch, it's that it's not Bluetooth, yo. And I don't want to wear my wired headphones. I got them in the case. I got a wired pair. They stay in that case. I barely use them unless, like, it's just so loud and obnoxious that I can't enjoy it. That's even why I was playing Mario over the holiday, because, like, we were watching a movie. I was like, I don't even need to listen to this game.
You
like,
don't. Yeah.
I'll just play it and enjoy it.
It's simple.
Yeah, so
I think it'll just be like my actual handheld, because I don't really like play. I can't, my Joy-Cons are broken.
And your battery
really
is like,
oh, my battery is shit.
Shot,
so I will always use my Mario Odyssey Switch for that versus like my new one. I'll be a little bit more precious and like take care of my new Switch, but it's definitely needed at some point, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think that's Nintendo, is it?
I think that is. I'm not expecting too many crazy things from them. I am going to tell you though, like on that fact of like a lot of people feel like, oh, you know, what do they have coming down the pipeline? Because a lot of people feel like they don't have much coming down the pipeline as far as like big titles.
They did just about everything.
I feel like maybe this now is like where they start solidifying that, where we do see Metroid Prime, where we do hear about a game that we just haven't heard about like being in development yet.
New IP.
Yeah, maybe a new IP. Hell yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know what game I wouldn't mind getting a sequel?
What?
Astral Chain. I was going to look at my stuff. Astral Chain.
I wouldn't mind
a sequel of that. That was a good game. It was a good title.
Yeah.
As far as a new IP goes. That's that.
There's a lot of things that Switch needed, but yes, Bluetooth indeed. I agree. Yeah. I think it needs everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I just think
it needs everything.
I think the Bluetooth thing is just an atrocity. That's just God. How dare you? all right. I guess we can move on to God of War. Being delayed.
Yeah,
which,
we'll talk about Sony now.
If you're a fan of this podcast, if you listen to this podcast, that should be a surprise to nobody. Like, that shit was just a confirmation of something that we've been saying since they fucking showed us that trailer, that little teaser. 2021? Yeah, okay. Sure. I think my severing is a good move. All right, so like,
I haven't been at E3 since 2018, one of those two years. They haven't been there for so long. It's interesting.
Yeah, I think as far as it being a good move or not, I do think it's a good move, because I think the game industry is just following what the tech industry has been doing for years now. Like, Apple separated itself, like CES, that, like, you know, trade show and stuff, that used to be where all these tech announcements would be made, a new iPhone, a new whatever it is. But even before the iPhone came out, Apple started separating itself from that and saying, we don't need to be a part of this show to get attention on our products, which is why I was saying that like time before, why does PlayStation not care about having E3's attention, but they care about having Summer Games Fest attention? Because they're so massive that like that Horizon State of Play, that shit didn't need anybody. Everybody saw that. It was all over social media. It's all over the news. It's you don't need another entity to bring attention to your games. That's how big Sony is. So I do think it's a good move. I'm interested in why they're partnered with Summer Games Fest if they haven't been part of E3 for so long. Like, what's changed? And that's why I'm so interested in Summer Games Fest. Mm-hmm. Because what is this? And why is this so different? And why? I don't know.
I wonder if it's like a big FU to E3.
And who knows? That might be backdoor stuff that you and I may never know about or anything like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Because I feel like a lot of the stuff that Jeff Keighley's been doing with Summer Games Fest is a big fuck you to E3.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's also what we talked about. Was it last week? The exclusivity of it, like the way that you, like even as content creators, how difficult it is for us to just even get our foot in that door with E3, and for what, when like these companies can reach out to us directly and want to work with us. So what difference does it make? So
I think Summer Games Fest is riding the train of what is happening, of Ubisoft doing their own show last year, of Xbox
and again
doing two of their own shows again last year, Ubisoft doing their own this year, of EA doing their own show, and again, kind of saying, all right, cool, you guys are all gonna get together at an event, and just announce your stuff throughout the summer. Well, then how about we attach it to this, you know, big overarching idea of a games fest for the summer? That's just how it feels to me, and it's so interesting. That's what I'm truly interested in, Mixa. But I do think it's a good idea for them. I think anybody who's big enough, you know, and to that Apple point, we see Microsoft do that now. We see Samsung do that now. We see Google do that now. They don't make their biggest. They still go there. You know, Samsung and them, because they make TVs and shit like that.
Yeah.
But like, that's not where they're announcing the next Galaxy. That's not where they're announcing the next Google phone and, you know, the next big iPhone product of theirs. Yeah. 100%. 100%. And I think that gives them more control, you know, like in an, we've been online for like a year now. But in person, that also gives them way more control. You know, like when you leave that room, when you leave that space, now you're moving into the demo area, and it just kind of gives them an overall control of what that event can look like. So yeah, that's that on that. Sorry, back to God of War.
It's delayed.
It's delayed. I'm sorry, I was gonna say, what do you think about this? But
we have the same thought. We were calling it prior, and for those who hate me or love me, I have the same feeling about Horizon Forbidden West, which was kind of clarified today as well, that there's no guarantee for honestly and truly, there's no guarantee for any of these games to come out when they say they do after the Cyberpunk situation. So do I think that I'm surprised? I'm not surprised about Ragnarok. There was not enough given, and it's been on hush-hush for way too long. It's 6 months. We're 6 months in now. So they would have been had to say something prior to this. It couldn't have just been a state of play about Horizon Forbidden West. It also had to be a state of play about God of War. They're very two big IPs. I'd never think it's a great idea to just throw all of your IP, your big IPs out at the same time and so early in like the PS5 life. And not to mention, both these games are cross-gen. So
I was just about to ask, because you were about to ask me before the show, and I was like, no, let's wait until the show to have this conversation. How do you feel about them both being cross-gen and Gran Turismo being cross-gen?
I'm disappointed and it's not because I benefit from having a PS5. I'm just disappointed that these games will not exceed expectations of what we expect as gamers, simply because we want to cater to those who obviously can't get a PS5, which sounds really fucked up, and I am aware of that, but how are we supposed to move into this next gen if we continuously focus on the past and what was You know, it's like Ratchet and Clank is going to be the staple of games for a reason. And I think it's important that, like, Horizon and God of War be the same example. At least God of War. I understand Horizon, but they both came out on PS4 Pro. Like, they're the ones that moved the console, I think.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know. I understand it, but I'm just like, I don't think it's a good move.
Okay. It, from a game development standpoint, from like what that final product is going to look like standpoint, I totally understand. I think it's a bad move from there in the sense of like, you're not going to like Ratchet and Clank has been enhanced because it's a PS5 exclusive. Like I've said it time and time again, that game is unplayable on a PS4. There's absolutely no way you would be able to play that game on a PS4. It needed the technology that's in a PS5. Horizon Forbidden West doesn't need the technology that's in the PS5. That game will be completely playable. It will be complete. It's playable on a PS4. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying about Ratchet and Clank. It's not the graphics. It's not any of that. It's that, oh, we developed a game to jump into a dimension in a second, like in one instant second, you know, where like Horizon isn't going to have any moments like that. Yeah, it'll load much faster. That's going to be awesome. Yeah, it's going to look much better. That's going to be awesome. But there's not going to be anything that the game does that you're just like, yo, a PS4 would not be able to do that. Like nothing.
But that's because they built it disappointing. For the PS4.
Yeah, exactly. Because they have to build it for the PS4. Yeah, that's what's disappointing. Yeah. I can understand why they did it though. Because even as a fan of gaming, a lot of people right now, one, can't afford to get a PS5. Two, even if you can't afford it, you can't find it. But you may have bought Horizon when it launched. You may have gotten it for free a month ago when they were giving it out. Regardless, when you got Horizon, if you played it, beat it, and became a fan of that series, there's a very high chance that you want to play that part two.
Yeah.
And so for as big as these IPs are, Horizon, God of War, The Last of Us 2, which even way back when we were talking about that game before it came out, I thought that game was going to be a PS5 exclusive. I was like, oh, you know, you got to launch that game with the PS5. I thought that's why they were originally delaying it, but whatever. Anyways.
It got leaked. That's why they released it.
Yeah. So I can see why you still kind of got to give that fan base like, all right, you started this story on the PS4. We're going to continue this story on the PS4. But what I will say about that is they are not going to finish that story. Neither of those stories on the PS4. That third game for both of those will be PS5 exclusives, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then that's when we'll get that game that we wanted. It sucks that we'll have to wait till then for that.
Yeah.
And then to see what that new style of God of War is going to be, what that new style of Horizon is going to be, because you know that's the best part about these tech these tech advancements is like, oh my god, you know, games 5 years ago couldn't do that, you know. So we'll see. I'm okay with it from that standpoint. And yo, also they got to make their money. These two games cost cost a lot of money to make, you know.
That's what their designer Dream said in the chat. It's more like capitalizing on the consumer base, especially like, obviously that's why we're like, I understand, but it's like, it doesn't really benefit, I guess, like people who care, say, like gamers who are very much like, oh, like,
biggest of enthusiasts, you know?
Exactly.
But something that's fucked up is like, we got to realize that, you know, it might seem like there's a lot of us. There really aren't a lot of us. Like, it's really a small amount of people that have all three consoles and a computer to play on and have that 4K TV with the high refresh rate with the nice LEDs and stuff that bring the juice out of the console. So I feel like it's also like, at that point, you're just catering for a few people. Not even just like the PlayStation 5s have been sold, even fewer than that. Because I don't got a TV that has variable refresh rate and the best LEDs and stuff like that. I got a nice TV, but I could.
A TV
I was watching this last weekend, I was like, fuck, I could have a better TV. The motherfuckers had like an 80-inch, mad nice. But anyways, we're not going to get into that.
But even like what Greg said, he can't get a PS5. It's just hard. That's why I said I don't mean to sound like.
No.
But.
Yo, gamers are selfish. Gamers are a little selfish. So I'm like,
I'm just, I got lucky with getting a PS5. I had no intention of thinking I would get one, and I did. I feel like a lot of people feel that way. But, and I still love my PS4. I don't play it as much, but I still love it, and I'll probably play Kingdom Hearts on it. forever, but I don't know. Overall, I'm not surprised with God of War getting delayed at all.
Yeah, same here. Since day one. Since I saw 2021.
You said it's like, not coming out.
No, not at all.
They gave us like a little, they did what Nintendo did with Splatoon and gave us nothing.
Yeah, just a little
and
we're teaser.
Like, 2021. Yeah. Or like the new Sonic trailer, 2021. And you're like, huh? Where's the game?
Yeah, exactly. And like, did they give us a release year with Splatoon though? I don't think so.
No, they didn't. They didn't even give us a release
year. Window. Yeah, and
they're smart though. They're Nintendo.
I'm
they
starting
know
to see that more too. Is like just not even mentioning and stuff for the early stuff like that. I don't mind it for sure. But I feel like if you're gonna show us 15 minutes of gameplay like you did with Horizon. Come on, like, you're not going to tell us, like, when you're going to put it out. But to their point, because they interviewed, I got to look it up to see who they interviewed. It was one of the higher, you know, one of the execs. He was saying that most of what's keeping them behind is not being able to have access to, like, these actors that, you know, that they record these models off of and stuff.
Yeah,
and so... Their inability to do that is an inability to finish some scenes that need to be finished, whatever it is.
Right.
And like Greg said earlier in the chat, take your time. Like, put out the game when it's ready. I don't want a scene that wasn't good enough to you that you just put out because you wanted to put the game out during the holiday. Nah. Mm-hmm. Like, finish that game and then put it out. That's what we're here for. We're here for finished games. This is a finished game, finished game club. Like, all right, we believe in games being finished when they come out.
And that's down to everything. Because like after meeting a lot of voice actors, I've learned that it's like, it's been hard over the pandemic because they have to do everything in a confined space. So it doesn't sound authentically the same.
Yeah.
Even like with like what I've even learned from like the Demon Slayer dubbed movie, like it's. To them, they can hear it. To the consumer, and we don't Might hear not, the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for them, it's just like, ugh, I can't. So I agree. I think waiting until these games are 100%, I don't mind. But don't lie to us. That's my only thing.
Yeah,
don't
100%.
Give us a window if you're not ready for it. That's why we have so much respect for like Rockstar or even like Square Enix, because like they'll just be upright and be like, yeah, we're making it, but we're not going to tell you when it's coming, or we're just never going to address it because we don't want you to like think it's coming when it's not.
That too. And, you know, tempering expectations in the game industry is crazy. But yeah, yo, finish those games while we finish our games, because everybody's got a backlog. Let me tell you, son. Xbox adding games every like 2 weeks. I know you got a backlog. Everybody got a backlog. So, you know, whatever.
Especially
take
Amari. I know he's lurking, but he got.
Yeah. So I saw them. I saw them talking about that in that interview as to why Horizon's not like a definite for the holidays. That's the reason why, and I can totally understand that.
I said to you, we were texting, and I said I would, if it doesn't come out this year, I can see it coming out early 2022. Yeah. As like a release, like January, February area, I could see them doing it then. And I wouldn't be upset. Me personally, I said it to Mondo prior, if there's no release date or window at that state of play, then it's not coming out this year.
Yeah.
That's just my thought. They still have time, but it's just not coming out this year. Yeah. I just don't think it is. Personally, I want them to prove me wrong though. I do.
Yeah.
But
I mean, yeah, like start off the year with Horizon. Finish the year with God of War, because I can see God of War coming out next holiday. Like if that trailer, when they showed us the teaser, if that said 2022, I would have been like, oh, we here. I'm down for 2022, but 2021, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of Dodge.
We were like, we ain't getting no games, just announcements.
Yeah, but this is a good segue into the next topic, which is Horizon. Right. And that amazing trailer from last week, that I'm not gonna lie to you, Alyssa, I literally saw that right before you and I got on Discord. that shit was amazing.
That shit
looked good. I mean, obviously it wasn't super high octane. It's funny because I was watching this trailer and I was like, oh, they're doing things to show us something. You know, they're panning the camera certain ways. He was fighting that big elephant, and like they jumped off of something, and then he panned the camera behind to like show off that like that the elephant was like the breaking world. Down the yeah. rumble. And I will say that I think I thought that was really cool, because on older consoles, the game would have had to work a lot of that rubble out and like make it disappear, because it can't maintain all of that, all those graphics in the scene at once. But yo, all that shit was there. That forest looks full.
Amazing.
It looks great. Good God.
Even
I
if
can't
you
wait.
Play the original on PS5, it looks a lot better.
And they're adding these like fighting cutscenes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, we are here. This shit looks really good. That shit looks amazing. Oh my God. Yeah.
Horizon is hyped. Just like or Aloy to me is just like a redhead Lara Croft. It's like.
Mm-hmm.
They've implemented new stuff too, which I think is so cool, like new tools in the game. Yeah. I'm like, it's fun, it's great.
It seems like they've done enough to keep the game fresh. Like for someone who's coming back, you're really gonna enjoy it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And then there was like discourse, obviously, we all saw this past weekend after that trailer, some random guy just took it upon himself to say that he felt as if Aloy didn't look as feminine as she should. And
higher, he faced a lot of backlash, fans. Right? Motherfuckers said hire fans. Get the fuck out of here. This is why they don't hire fans. Because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right. I don't identify with Aloy, but I'm pretty sure there's a person out there
who does. Yeah.
100%. Who does. Whether they identify as female or non-binary, I'm pretty sure that they identify with Aloy.
A lot of people say the chick from Falcon and Winter Soldier, the redhead. That if they ever did a Horizon movie, that she should 100% be Horizon. And I'm with that.
The redhead.
The redhead who was like the head of like the bad group.
The young girl.
Yeah, the young girl who killed John Walker's homie. Yeah, she should play Aloy. That'd be a great casting, actually, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Aloy, we both agreed, it just looked like Aloy, like with age, put on weight, if anything, in
she
her face,
and she just cheese. And like I said, it's really just that scene. Like her face does look normal. More. I guess they're looking for sharper. They were looking for a little more Eurocentric. Yeah. That's what that motherfucker was basically saying. Blah, blah. But yeah,
we all don't look like fine. That.
Sorry, yeah, I'm glad the internet collectively flamed that guy, because I saw that tweet before like it all started, and I was gonna get in on it, and I was like, nah, I'm not even gonna bother. Nah. And I woke up on Sunday, and I was like, gaming Twitter found it. Gaming Twitter found this tweet.
It was everywhere. I was confused. I was like, why do we care? It's because you didn't know this, but with The Last of Us Part Two, Abby. You know, discourse where she's like, it's just like, oh, she's so masculine. Okay, she's in a post-apocalyptic world. Wouldn't you be masculine as hell? You're gonna be, you fighting off zombies and shit. Like, what the hell? You're gonna be tiny and little like Ellie.
Yeah,
like these characters aren't made for you. They're made for the people who are represented as them. So let's just move on. Let's move on. Not all of us can have Lara Croft body, okay?
Yeah.
If we did, we'd be great. We'd
100%. Be happy. One thing I do want to see more in the game industry, and I remember when The Last of Us 2, it might have been a trailer that came out or something like that, that like had confirmed that like Ellie was gay, and there was uproar about that and stuff like that, and I was personally disappointed about that, because I was just like, damn. I was really hoping that she would have been like just a woman who, like, that was straight or whatever, and could like was still this badass chick, because I feel like oftentimes if a woman is badass, she's either got to be gay, or she's got to be a tomboy, or she's got to have like some sense of like something masculine, or that would tie her to masculinity. That's why I was upset about the Ellie thing, because I was like, damn, I wonder if she's gonna be gay in part two. And then she was, and I was like, ah, damn, I want her to just be straight, just so that, like, because I do think we gotta get away from that. It's not just women who are gay, who are big or brawny or anything like that, that are strong, that are powerful, that can lead or anything like that. Now, women, like a regular woman can lead too, man. A woman could beat that ass in a skirt. Oh my God, her name is blanking off my mind. Black tennis player. She's Serena Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Serena Williams getting that skirt, but she owns. She's she's that woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
I want to see more. I don't agree with him that we needed to change Aloy to look more femme or anything like that. But I do want to see more femme women presenting. Being badass women. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I can understand it from
just
that
because
take.
I need people to understand that femme mm-hmm. women can also be badass. You can get your ass beat by a woman that is incredibly feminine. You know what I mean? I need to see that. I want to see more of that. That's all. But I'm glad that we're getting angles, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't wait to get our first trans lead, too. You know?
Oh, yeah. Ellie was... they clarified she was gay in the DLC of the first game.
Yeah. Oh, they did?
Yeah, she had a little girlfriend in the first game. That's why it was like, oh, that's for a lot of people. I felt like it was cool, but I understand what you're saying. You're saying like femme presenting, but I guess the issue with being femme presenting is that you'll be misconstrued as like you have big tits or big ass or things like that. I think it's more of like that's the issue as well. It's just like you can look like these characters but still be femme, and you can also just like look like Lara Croft and not be femme.
Yeah, not be femme.
And it's just, it's just a perception of like what women should be that's really ultimately the issue at hand, I guess. But I agree with you. I think it would be nice to, like, I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to Forspoken. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that because it just seems as if, like, you know, not that that every character has to be femme presenting, but, you know, it's just nice when you see yourself and then you really feel as if the character itself is you.
Emulates you.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with like the new character, the main character for Far Cry 6. Like I feel the same way about her because she doesn't come across as like too tomboyish or just like, you know, too like she seems like a good mixture of like what normal girls are, I guess.
Yeah.
Or people who identify as women.
Yeah, women, yeah.
Or with female traits. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
We're trying to be inclusive. Sorry,
no,
guys.
For sure.
Happy Pride.
As you know, like putting a female protagonist in your name was like, oh yeah, this is cool.
Yeah.
But then a lot of people were like, all right, no, it's just white women. Can we get some cis white women? Can we get some else?
Sorry,
you know?
Sorry, y'all. It's time for us to shine as women of color.
It is.
Us people of color.
Some Asian leads too. So it's awesome. It's awesome. That's what we're getting with. Oh man, that game is losing my mind now too. One with the little black furries. What's that called? Story of something, I think.
Anna.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that comes out in August. I'm so excited for that game.
Yeah, I think that's my August game. Yeah, that's my August.
Yeah, me
game.
Too. Yeah. My until July game is Knockout City.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I still haven't played since they put it back out. Just
it's
that.
Fine. It's yeah, fine. No. You're busy.
A little bit.
You're busy.
A little bit.
A lot. A lot.
But yeah, is there anything else to talk about with Horizon?
No, I feel like we hit all the marks with Horizon. There's not much to talk about, unfortunately. Like we said, the game looks incredible. It looks like it's ready to play, but to what extent we don't know. But yeah.
Okay.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Do you expect to see this at Sony, whatever they do?
The next thing they do?
Yeah, no. Like whatever big thing. Yeah, me either.
No, because I think that's going to be next month, maybe, right? And did you really figure it out in a month that this game is going to come out this year? If they do, that'd be really cool. But right. I think to put out an interview where like you say that explicitly, I think you don't think that's a decision that's going to be made for a few months, probably.
Yeah, we'll probably know by September.
Yeah, we find out more like late August, September, and I think that's when we'll know it comes out this year or it comes out next year. And I hope we're done talking about that. That's another thing with Sony though; they like leaving that shit up in the air so we can continue talking about it, and you know, doesn't disappoint nobody. And then when we find out, it's just like, all right, whatever. What are we gonna do? We're gonna do deal with it, you know. So
yeah.
I feel like Sony does that a lot, so wouldn't be surprised.
Sure.
But a game that is coming out this year, for certain, that you and I actually didn't think was gonna come out this year, which is so crazy. I think we were talking about it like a few days before. I was like, Far Cry 6. I don't know, next year maybe, hopefully, you know. But because they delayed it with like, you know, we're delaying this. No, don't know what we're doing. No explanation, no nothing. Just, look, we need to delay it indefinitely.
I'm so excited for this.
On October 7th, 2021, we getting Far Cry 6. Oh my goodness. And
shout out, Ubi.
That was another trailer that really impressed me.
Me too.
It looked really good. I love the female protagonist. Well, apparently, I think you can be both a guy and a girl.
Male and or female.
But I think they really center. The lines of Valhalla, but like, main character is a woman. Like, it's based on the woman at end, I think. And yeah, looks really good. My son Giancarlo Esposito out there being a badass motherfucker as always. And
I'm excited.
I don't know about you, but I like the way the guns look. The guns looked really inventive, like intuitive. It looked a little like pretty different. And for the world that that's supposed to be, I think that's really cool. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? You're the one who's like really, really looking forward to this game.
I'm so excited. I'm kind of sad it comes out like literally the week before Back 4 Blood comes out. Mm-hmm. But I'm so excited for this game. It was one of my anticipated games of this year, so I can't be disappointed. And it felt like even better when they introduced Dani. Mm-hmm. It felt better when they introduced her to us because, like, you know, being a woman of color, a Latina, Afro-Latina, it means a lot. But yeah, bouncing off what he said, the cars, the vehicles that you could change them, the gun, the ammo. And of course, everybody's favorite thing was like the handicapped dog or like the dog that's in there.
He
was like a little wiener dog.
Damn.
But yeah, I'm excited for this game. And it's for those who don't know, if you've never played Far Cry, it's the first like female lead character they've had. And I feel like it's a huge statement that she is of Caribbean Latin descent.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just shows. There was also some political talk because of the fact that it's inspired by Cuba and things that have happened, but it's not necessarily, necessarily
guerrilla warfare around the world and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They're saying it's not necessarily having to do with like a reflection of where Cuba is today, but they definitely had some inspiration from it. And I just think as long as you address it and are respectful to those people who feel affected by it, then there's no, you know, real, like as long as they address it in the proper way, then it's a good thing. But with this game being here, what do you think we'll see from Ubisoft then on June 12th? Because that's when their live event happens.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna touch on that political thing before I go into that.
Yeah.
Because I found it interesting that, like, I was watching another podcast talk about this, and apparently, you know, because that political talk thing was like a big thing over like the last week with. You know, different outlets being like, all right, is this game like political? And Ubisoft's like, no, it's not political, you know, and et cetera, et cetera. And they came out with a statement, I believe it was yesterday, Tuesday?
I think it was Monday, the weekend.
Yeah, I think it was Monday. They put out a statement, and the first line is, Far Cry 6 is political. And goes into it and, you know, dives into how, you know, they spoke to, people who have like, you know, guerrilla warfare and all that stuff, and that's a, you know, building inspirations. The story is, you know, isn't tied to any direct you know, country or happening around the world right now or ever, but there definitely are inspirations from that. And to your point again, you know, not to disrespect those who they interviewed and you know got all this research from and stuff, but Ubisoft makes pretty fucking political games. I mean, if you really want to keep it funky, very political games. I love The Division 2. It's a game about like the end of like the US government and all this other crazy shit, you know what I mean? Political. They make Watch Dogs. That's a game that's not necessarily political, but like it's about like warfare on warfare through technology and all this other stuff. And so for a company that is consistently making games that are political, for them to never be political is just ridiculous. And so it's cool to see that they finally have leaned into that. Of like, nah, this game is political, and just being open about that. And, you know, hopefully that creates room for better narrative in the future. Yeah. Like, you know, more freedom for the developers to talk about the game, express their ideas in the game and stuff like that. So, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, because we've seen, I think even last year, Ubisoft being under fire for a lot of different things, especially in regards to like women and women characters in general, especially with like Valhalla. There was some issues there last year. So it's just nice that they're taking ownership. I think that's just the most important part. And of course, yeah, it's always been political. When you really even think, Far Cry is literally about and it's always about like drug related stuff, which like always involves, in their perspective, always involves the government as well.
Yeah.
So, or just like hierarchy. Sorry. Like the left.
I totally forgot about that one. It's the one we're talking about. Yeah.
Far Cry 5, which is the last one, was more or less, it was very drug related, but it also dealt with like religious aspects, like on the verge of like cults. And like how churches are not, this is, you know, it's just a video game, how churches are like also a part of like the drug cartel and things like that, and they run shit because they need money. And Far Cry has always been political. Ubisoft itself as like a gaming company was always a political, wasn't it? Them that were gonna do that weird mobile game for BLM.
I mean, even if I don't know. I don't know, actually.
I think it might have been them. But either way.
But even if you look at, even Assassin's Creed is about a secret order that tries to maintain the order of society against these like evil Templars that basically have all the higher positions in government and stuff like that. Like that's just the kind of games that, good at making, and I'm not, you know, that is what it is. But two, if like you're good at making those games and like this is where your inspiration comes from, where all your research comes from and all that, like you got to lean into that 100%. And so really happy to see that. Far Cry, they've always been political. And yeah, to Greg's point in the chat, and if anybody needs to know, Far Cry 3 is the best Far Cry. It ain't even close, in my opinion. Such a great game.
It hasn't been good since. Like, it's not that 4 or 5 isn't, or Primal isn't good. It's just like, Far Cry 3 set the bar for Far Cry. It set the freaking bar. I didn't even have a system to play it, and I begged my boyfriend at the time to please let me use his Xbox, which he didn't.
Which he did, damn.
Well, he didn't.
Why he's now an ex-boyfriend.
You know? Yeah, forever and always. But yeah, Far Cry. I would just suggest you don't have to start from the beginning with Far Cry. The stories don't correlate. I would just play Far Cry 3. You get a gist of like the feel of it, and you get a great story. And I think right now they're like to 75% to 80% off. Now.
Like, yeah, and like.
It's like always $5 for Far Cry 3.
To your point, they all tend to feel the same. So yeah, if you play 3, which is the one that I think has the best story and just really great gameplay overall, I think that's a really good intro into the series. And
me too.
If you want to get Far Cry 6, Giancarlo Esposito, come on, bro. That's like the best villain you could possibly have. That's a must-have. But like you said, Back for Blood is out a week later. Oh, God. That's another must-have.
Y'all going to get double whammies from me. Y'all going to get...
I think that one is cross-play, right? I think they had like already confirmed that game is going to be cross-play.
They haven't said anything. I don't think.
Oh, no.
I think that's the one game that they didn't... I don't think they addressed it yet. I doubt that they're not going to do it. But I do expect to see Back for Blood at E3. I do. And maybe a beta for people to test. I've only played Far Cry Blood Dragon. Damn. Don't drag me. I don't think I know that one. No, they haven't confirmed it at all, which is like really, for me and my friends, it's a little because not everybody has a PlayStation. A lot of my friends play PC. So I was like, ugh.
I think that's a game. You know, it's a game that's geared around having friends. And like, if I'm being honest, if that game doesn't have crossplay, they drop the ball.
Oh, for sure.
They drop the ball.
Off launch,
that's a bummer. Like everybody's gonna be like, I feel like right now they're in a stage where they're trying to figure it out. Probably,
yeah, that's probably
that
why
may
it
be
was
a
pushed.
Reason why they delayed it. Yeah, 100%. Because like, I'm telling you, it's the year 2021, man. Like Fortnite taught y'all years ago. You need this crossplay. Like,
no excuse.
Yeah, if your game is centered around multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be crossplay. No excuse. That's why Knockout City Listen, what you got? You got Switch? You got PlayStation? You got an Xbox? What you got? What you got? What you got?
You got PC?
Because I got I got that Knockout City. Was good.
Y'all see my KDR? Was good.
Yo, I saw that. Yo, I'm not trying to brag or nothing like that. I'm not trying to brag or nothing like that. But I got a photo where my KDR is 32.
Let's go.
And I haven't seen anybody take a picture of something better. 32, I was wilding on the board.
You were wilding.
I was wilding.
They must have sucked
good.
For real.
I was spanking them like I was spanking Brandon and Ivan this weekend in pool.
Do you play ranked?
Do I play ranked in Knockout City?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't. I told you I haven't played the thing. Right, I haven't played since the beta. Right. Yeah, that's from the beta.
Ranked is definitely challenge. But I enjoy it wholeheartedly.
Yeah,
I love that game. See, I just want to say,
you see, designer that Pog face, that Ivan Pog face, that was Ivan's face.
Yes.
Every time the ball went in a hole. I remember I got on the table, like laid out on the table, like real long style, and I was like, my band was like, "You don't got that," and I was like, "Come on, my guy, you think I'm laying out on this pool table for the hell of it?" Made that bank. Was good.
Boom.
Yeah. And the shot to seal the whole best 3 out of 5. My man told me I wasn't gonna make it. How dare you? How dare you? Eight in the corner pocket, baby. Was good. You know who I am. Anyways, I used to play a lot of pool when I used to go to DR. Speaking of going to DR tomorrow, I used to play a lot of pool when I used to go visit my uncle in the capital.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, yo, gotta know them angles. Anyways. Anything else on Far Cry 6? Just looking forward to it.
I think I'm just looking forward to it. It's a great, great time. And I agree with you. The way they just did different things with, like, even healing yourself was cool.
Yeah.
That's always fun to see. So I'm really looking forward. Oh, also, I thought it was cool that you can, like, it was just, like, different from. No, I don't think it was different. Never mind. They're all kind of similar. If, like, you want to stay under the radar, what you should and shouldn't do, like, hide your gun. It's just like, I think they kind of always implement that, but it just feels as if, like, you can move smoothly. You don't have to, like, defeat someone in order for you to, like, fit in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that,
so, like,
excited.
It may cater to different play styles, you know? If you like that, if you like that, incognito.
Yeah,
stealthy. Yeah. Guns out. Was good.
Yeah. Shout out to Danny Rojas. We'd love to see it.
Yeah.
On the island of Yara. It's gonna be amazing.
So yeah, October 7th. Look out for that. We in there. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely be playing that. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure.
And I also want to say it was awesome. It was awesome that they decided to do their show before E3, and didn't let it get caught up in the mix of all the news that was gonna be coming out. Throughout the next two weeks, I
think it makes the most sense that they do something like that, though, because it can drown out other games that they have coming up.
That too, it could drown out other games. That's a highly anticipated game, especially for it having been delayed for so long.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
It wasn't on my radar. I will say I wasn't even, like, with Ubisoft. I didn't even think about it, so I just let it be.
Because that last delay, kind of, you just filed it in the back. Like, you're like, I'm putting it in the back. Just file it back.
I was like,
there.
It's not coming out to at least next year. Yeah. So good on them for, like,
pleasant surprise.
Getting us, getting us in that feels. Yeah.
Cool. Nah,
another one that was like a pleasant surprise is Dying Light 2.
Yeah. I didn't play Dying Light 1, so I'm not, like, really hype about this one. I know a lot of people are, though. It's coming out this year, December 7th. Right before the holidays. I think it's gonna be tricky, you know, with so many games that are gonna be coming out this holiday.
Pokemon.
supposedly Horizon, Pokemon, Halo, a new Battlefield. There's a lot of stuff coming out this
not to mention the two games we just said.
Well, Battlefield, tuck that in the back a little bit, because supposedly the release window is somewhere between like October, December, because that's usually when they release the game.
Pretty on schedule, like Pokemon games.
Speaking of, we'll just give them a little shout out because they haven't had their event, but they're having something on June 9th for Battlefield, which is gonna be pretty cool. I'm really looking forward
next
to
week.
That one. I'm a Battlefield over Call of Duty guy, so
yeah,
I'm hyped.
I feel
that. But yeah, so Dying Light had their event last week. They implemented new changes. that parkour is there. That parkour is cool, actually. I'm not gonna lie, because I was watching Dan, Dirty Dan, shout out to him, play some Dying Light, the first one
the other day.
It looks really great, actually. I'm not lying. I'm just not into zombies. Zombies aren't my thing, so I don't have too much to say about it. I just know that it's a series that a lot of people like. They have a huge, they have a big fan base, big follower for that game. So a lot of people are hyped that it's confirmed that it's coming out this year, and
My take, it was, for people who didn't know, when it was supposed to come out, like they were talking about it, it was on hiatus, like on indefinitely, like 2 years ago, I think it was, they had announced that, or three, that they were just like, we just have to put this on the back burner for your minds, not necessarily they weren't working on it. So I do think it was cool that it came out of left field. I wasn't expecting it. I've never played Dying Light either, simply because it always has that element of like, I'm being chased by zombies, but not in a interactive kind of way. Like I can't, like, not that you can't kill them. It's just like, it feels more overwhelming than it feels fun. But personally, cause I was watching Kinda Funny games. Now that you always talk about them, I watch them. I follow them on Twitter.
It's good. It's a good show.
It's interesting. I kind of agree with what one of the hosts said. I feel like there needs to be more said outside of like your choices could change the world or the outcome of the story, and there wasn't enough for I think me as someone who's never played to be sold on playing the original. I did catch a little bit of Dan streams like when I literally just wake up, so I'm like doing morning things.
I'm not gonna lie, Dan streams when I'm literally just waking up, like you probably catching him halfway through the stream, but I'd be getting up at like 9:30 and I'm like, oh, Dan's on already.
Okay. Right. So I always, like, by the time I'm ready to sit down and enjoy his stream, he's not on. And I'm like, great, gotta watch the VOD.
He's raiding somebody.
But right now, for people who want it on PlayStation, it's on sale for $25, the Platinum Edition, if you have PS Plus. And I think the main game, just without the DLC and everything, is $18, which is not bad.
I also think it's on Xbox Game Pass, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I think
that's why they have Game Pass. It's free. Like Mondo said, I am looking forward to seeing more about it, like see other people's perspective. I do play a lot of horror games. I do believe, though, that it is kind of like positioned weird for a horror game for it to come out early December. Is kind of like,
it's a weird time.
Yeah, and it's like I can't guarantee that I'll play it because I know I will be playing Pokemon. But I don't know what else is coming out. So if like Horizon does come out, I probably will play that.
Yeah, there's a slew of stuff that's about to get announced.
So it's one of those things where it's like I'm happy for their community and I'm happy for the horror community at that. But we'll have to wait and see to see what this is fully about story wise, and if it's worth, what is it going to be, like $60?
Yeah.
Unless you get it on Game Pass, then it'll be free.
If it's on, if it's on Game Pass,
I don't think so. I think it's a PS4, PS5 exclusive.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
All right.
I think they said that during the event, but you can chit-chat while I double-check this.
Nah, it's cool, it's cool. Greg said he'd just be getting in from work when Dan be streaming. Dan be putting Greg to bed. You know.
It's gonna be on all of it. Okay. It was weird the way that they advertised it. It looked like it was exclusive, but it'll be on all platforms. Thank goodness.
Oh, it's not on Game Pass. I thought it was. Amari, I could have sworn.
Amari
saw it
would
on
know though.
Could have sworn I saw it on there. Okay.
Right. Amari would know though.
Well, it's about $18, about $25
on on PlayStation. That is. I don't know what it is on Game Pass. And I don't know for how long that promotion is going. So take advantage while you can.
Take advantage while you can. Yeah. All right. You want to take us into the next one?
Sure. So there's a slew of events since last. of events last week. And one being, I think the one everybody was really actually excited for. Was the Sonic Central event that took place on Thursday. It was celebrating the 30th anniversary of Sonic, because he's been here for 30 years and I haven't.
Sonic is as old as I am. I just realized that. That's crazy. And you're a young buck. No, let me stop.
Yeah. Who's older? No, I'm older than Pokemon, so it makes me feel
older
bad.
Than Pokemon,
I'm older than him. Oof. I don't know anybody. I don't know any game that's my age, unfortunately.
Like exactly your age?
Yeah. That's like the same age as me.
I don't know.
That came out in 92. Maybe the Lion King game, but even then, I don't think so.
I think...
It might be. I might be older than that.
I don't know. I think Lion King game was like 92, 93. One of those two.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, anyways, Sonic is 30. And they had an event last week really just showcasing what to expect from Sonic's 30th anniversary. There's a lot of like collector's items. I think that's cool. You know, they got jewelry, and Sonic will be implemented into a lot of third party games. I think one is like a Tokyo game, like Olympic game show, not Sonic and Mario at the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Along with other stuff. But I feel like in my personal opinion, it was very lackluster for those who aren't super, super fans of Sonic. Mm-hmm. But at the end, they gave this teaser of what's potentially a new game.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. They didn't show off Sonic, how he looked. I mean, it looked incredible. I don't think I've ever seen.
Right under like the snout.
The nose. Yeah. I was impressed because like if that's in gameplay for Sonic, that's incredible. Do I believe that it is? No.
Even
but they gave us
a
release.
Yeah.
Even cutscene, I was like, it looks movie level for Sonic. Release window of 2022 is what they're saying.
Yeah.
So I guess like, what did you think of this event, the teaser, and like, who gets more street cred at the end of the day, Link or Sonic?
Well, yo, Sonic is at the Olympics. Let me tell you, the Olympics are global. Global.
That is true.
But now they have my guy Sonic out there running track and all this other crazy stuff. And then they had him in like a business management game, which I like games like that. I saw that and I was like, oh man, they might get me with this one. I really like games like that. I gotta like build up a business. There's a video game that's like it's like 8-bit style on the phone. And like you're managing like a game company. Oh my God, I wish I could fucking find it. It's such a good game. And but anyways, we're gonna get into that later. But I thought it was cool. I think they showed a new animated Sonic show too.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
right. That's another thing. Does Link have a show? Does Link have shows for every almost generation of people? Like Sonic's got like 4 or 5 different animated shows. My man Sonic's got shows.
Can Sonic sell consoles though?
Oh my God! Here you go.
I don't know, actually.
I mean, depending on how that next game trailer looks, maybe, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
But they did. They announced that they were going to make a remaster of Sonic Colors. Widely regarded as like one of the better Sonic games. So, no Sonic Mania 2, which I know a lot of Sonic fans were hoping for, but not expecting. You know, like it was like, don't expect it, but it would be really cool if they did.
Also, Sonic Adventure 3 was another one that everybody was hoping for, I think.
Which, in my opinion, is what I think we saw at the end. I think that was Sonic Adventure 3. If it's not a Sonic Adventure 3, and it's like a newly titled Sonic, then that to me tells me that they want that we're never going to get Sonic Adventure 3, and that they probably want to move away from, you know, that just that franchise, like that title line, and make another iteration of Sonic. Because I think some people were saying, and I guess I don't know Sonic's figure that well, but a lot of people were saying like, oh man, the Sonic looks different.
They were saying like it doesn't look like the most recent Sonic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
it looks like,
even
it
though
it's more
didn't
like classic Sonic, but not really. Because like the head looks a little different, but the bottom half looks like classic
looks
Sonic.
Smaller. Yeah.
And so I don't know. I just don't know what to expect from that.
Me either. If Shadow's not in it, I don't want it. Just kidding. I can't play Sonic anyways.
You know, when Shadow came out when we were kids, I was like, yo, this is the badass motherfucker we needed in this game. Oh,
I
God.
Was like,
everybody wanted to be Shadow.
Yeah,
everybody.
I was like, finally, a hedgehog. That's cool.
Oh, game dev story, Amari. Yo, game dev story. Let me tell you something. If you want a simulator game, if you've ever liked anything like Roller Coaster Tycoon or SimCity or any game like that, play Game Dev Story. That shit is so good. It's not exactly like those games, but you know, it's a simulator. Like you're managing stuff. Got to run the business.
I think
shit.
Still have that Roller game is good on my iPad.
That game is so good. I played it on my iPhone way back, way back. That definitely a fan. And they got a few different, like, it's not, they're not all just game dev. They got like other, other business types that have games like that. If you're not, you know, if you're not into game development, but obviously I think some of us here are. So you know what I'm saying. Anyways, but yeah, I think that's Sonic. But I do think that was Sonic Adventure 3 at the end. Or
if not,
or
a new
we're
Sonic
never gonna
game.
Get that, and we might as well just, you know, leave nostalgia where it is. But who knows? This next 3D Sonic game might, because that's what we want. We want it because we know that feeling it gave us. We know what it was for Sonic to be in such a great 3D world like that, and we want that again. So I think if this next game isn't Adventure 3, but it does feel that thing that we want from an Adventure 3, then people might even stop asking for it. And maybe that game is so good that we ask for a sequel to that game instead of asking
a
Sonic Adventure 3. So,
or a remaster of the first two.
Or a remaster of the first two. Well, listen, I'd take a remaster of the first two, you know?
Take
a trip down memory lane for sure.
Yeah.
I think that was something that not a lot of people were asking for, but they were like, if they remastered them and put them out,
they'd be fine. They'd be really happy with it.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. You know, for all the games that are getting remastered and be packaged.
Why not that one?
That's too tight. That's a title that would deserve it, in my opinion. All right. You got to take us into the next one. Come on.
So I'm speaking to all of our Kingdom Hearts fans out there. You can't see it, but behind me, I have this huge Funko. I have a bunch of Funkos that I need to get rid of. I have this huge Funko of Sora.
I can see Deku though. That motherfucker is huge.
Deku's big ass. You see his big ass?
Yeah, I do see his big ass.
But below, over here, right there, is a Sora, and next to him is Max Goof, which is like a really rare one.
Okay.
Rare.
You gotta show us the Max Goof. You gotta show us the Max Goof.
Oh, here's Max.
It's right here. My bad. Yeah.
That's my boy. But yeah, for Kingdom Hearts fans, Union Cross the mobile game has officially come to an end, and it's actually the funniest thing ever because it's the first, I don't want to say the first, I don't have any guns. Yeah, I hit the gym, but I don't be lifting no weights.
These are the BB guns.
These little baby arms. But it's the first game in Kingdom Hearts that got like a proper ending.
Yeah.
And a really good ending. Yeah, I was watching, I didn't read the whole thing because I don't have time for that, but I was watching one of my favorite Kingdom Hearts YouTubers. The game is Joint. He's really good. Just giving us like little tidbits of like the where the story is and like how it ties in. It sucks that this is still like a canon to the main story, but it kind of just explains Xehanort's beginning a little bit. And how, like, what led him down that road? A lot of people were revealed. I think like the Master of Masters was finally revealed amongst many other people. But ultimately, fans are thinking like, what type of coincidence is it that this ends a week before E3? Which is something I didn't really give thought to. What do you think? Do we see something at Summer Games Fest or E3 or? For Square and Kingdom Hearts, let's be real.
I don't know. Like you said, not another mainline game. I'm not expecting a Kingdom Hearts 4.
Me either.
Even though I don't think Kingdom Hearts 4 is going to take as long as Kingdom Hearts 3 did to come out, in my opinion. But I still, Kingdom Hearts 3 came out 2019? I think it was 2019, if I'm not mistaken.
A year of my life is ruined? Probably. If it wasn't 2019, it was 2018.
Yeah, if it wasn't 2019, it's 2018. I still think it's kind of early. For a mainline game, yeah. I think maybe we do see a side game. But I would love to see a side game on one of the main consoles, though. Because I think, was this a mobile game?
Fans are hoping that like this is the end of like the mobile situation in general, because they just don't, mobile games don't necessarily like take off that well and like sustain themselves, which is, you know, also the way that it worked for Union Cross was like Japan got chapters before we did, So like we would just have to sit and wait, and it was also just very repetitive. I quit after like 2 years of playing that game. I was like, I okay. can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if there is another KA story, I would love for it to be on the Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, yeah. you know, even all if you wanted to make, yeah. even if you wanted to make it exclusive to one of those, but I would love to see, I would love to see it on one of the consoles, on like on the mm-hmm. on the mainline consoles, just because I also feel like a lot of that story gets lost because how many people who are gonna play Kingdom Hearts 4 played that mm-hmm. mobile game or
played Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yeah, like even me who played Kingdom Hearts and Kingdom Hearts 2 and I loved them, I never had a 3DS, so I never played any of those games, and I didn't play the first mobile game that came out before.
You didn't play the 3. PSP game.
Yeah, I didn't play the PSP game. So like, shit, if you weren't like, you know, a gaming enthusiast that had everything and also had the money to buy all of this shit, you didn't. Mm-hmm. You never had the whole story, and so. I just hope that they move to main consoles, and then maybe if it's not a mainline game, it still makes its way to the mainline consoles. Because I feel mm-hmm. like that's why they did all of that. They were like, oh, we're not making Kingdom Hearts 3 yet, so we can't necessarily put this game on the PS2 or the PS3 because mm-hmm. it has lesser value. And I feel like that's kind of fucked up to the stories, you know, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the last game that came out, I just remembered, was Melody of Memory. And I mean, it was a rhythm game, so it doesn't really count to me. Mm-hmm. But that came out on all platforms, I think, including the Switch. So I wouldn't mind it either, just because like there is history between Kingdom Hearts and Nintendo.
And I also think with like, you know, games like Miles Morales coming out and... Mm-hmm. Was it The Last of Us Factions? Am I confusing that with anything else? I think like you know, like these games that are part of the main line, that are part of this grand right. story, but aren't full-fledged 30, games. 40 hours yeah. experiences, but are still really great games. Like, I loved Miles Morales. I played it twice, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm still chasing that plat. I'm sure A Last of Us Factions is going to do numbers, and a lot of people right. are going to play that. That Uncharted game with two female protagonists, that was part of the story. That did well.
Even so the Yuffie like, thing coming out next week.
Even Final Fantasy VII Intergrade, it's not the full-fledged game, but this might be a DLC that's about 5, 6, 7 hours, hopefully. You know, maybe I'm asking for too much, but we'll see in about a week. Oh, my God, I'm not even going to be here to play it. I'm so mad. Why do you remind me? Anyways, nah. But, like, as these experiences are coming out and as, like, people are more willing to say, all right, cool, I'll throw $40 at a game like that that's mm-hmm. part of this main line that's still top quality, I think that opens up doors for other franchises to do stuff like that. A grand franchise like Kingdom Hearts has such a huge lore. I think they benefit off of people becoming fans of those kind of games. Because, listen, I love a good 40-hour game, but I like a good 10-hour game, too. I'm not going to lie to you. I just beat Mario Odyssey in, like, a weekend, and that was really great. So, I don't know.
I agree. I think that the issue with Kingdom Hearts is that the story is too convoluted and so detailed that it'd be hard for them to for Nomura just to do that. But I understand. I would agree that I wish it was quicker. But then as a Kingdom Hearts fan, like hardcore fan, I'm glad for the amount of hours that I get to like sit in the world and play.
Yeah, 100%.
Then I have to wait for like the story to continue, knowing that the story is still being developed by the creator. But we'll see. I'm still I don't know if we'll see Kingdom Hearts. I would be happy if we did see like nothing specific at all, just like we're sore, please tell us.
I don't think that necessarily means that you don't get to spend as much time in the world. It might not mean that you don't have as much story as a 30-hour game would have. But I also think having a short game like that, like a 10-hour, 12-hour game like that, also gives you the ability to replay that game. Especially if you are the kind of person that likes being in that world, you know, and playing mm-hmm. that game.
Exploring like, and platinum,
And not even just, you know, chase the platinum, but like, because I've seen recently with like Resident Evil, where like, my boy sent me a picture that he beat the game in less than 3 hours because there's an achievement for that, apparently, which is like mm-hmm. nuts. How did you beat this game in 3 hours? And so I think you could also play around with it like that. Maybe there's just cool stuff that you could do like that to increase the playability of such a short game like that. But yeah,
For sure.
I still think that they could do things to make you beat it and then be like, all right, I'm gonna go do the new game plus, and I'm gonna go back and chase this or play that mini game or you know whatever it might be.
I think they did that with 2.8 when you play as like Aqua and she's like in the realm of darkness basically, and it was fun for the time being because I think the game max is like 10 hours, less than that, maybe 5, depending on how quickly you play. I just think that there's a difference between like a game like Resident Evil and Kingdom Hearts, obviously, despite all that stuff, like the context. I just think like the world is not as open as it could be in Kingdom Hearts. And I feel like that's where it kind of loses it. If, like I said, that's why I said, if you're like a super, super fan, yeah, sure. But like for replay value for people who aren't, who are just getting into the story, they may just be like, okay, yeah, this game is cool. But I mean, I'm not opposed to it. Not opposed.
More Kingdom Hearts, yeah.
More Kingdom Hearts, so that I'm starting to love it again. So let's just keep it going.
Okay. Wow, that's huge.
Yeah,
we've come a long way from fucking Kingdom Hearts 3. We've come a long way.
I still don't like, my favorite is two, like the second game, but like
100%.
I think of 3, and I'm just like
2 and the the PSP game, in my opinion.
Birth by Sleep was my favorite game, and then I played 2.5 Final Mix. I played the final mix and I was like, oh fuck yeah, this is great. I may play that today actually. I still have the data bosses to fight. Okay. So.
Anything else? I love you. Kingdom Hearts?
I love Square Enix. I want to be your friend. So yeah.
We love Square Enix over here. Y'all already know what it is.
Yeah.
Goodness. All right. I guess we just got hot takes left. All right, cool. Let's burn through these.
Breeze through.
Dragon Quest in the Thick of Night. Because I don't even know when this happened, but I felt like it was late when I was reading it. Reading a game announcement right now? Fucking like 10 p.m. or something like that. You tagged
Ivan.
Yeah, and I tagged Ivan on it. Yeah, and Ivan was like, yeah, you already know. I love this shit. Yeah. But yeah, Dragon Quest 12, The Flames of Fate has been announced. And apparently they're going to... You're gonna make some like gameplay changes. Like it's gonna be like a fresh style of gameplay in this game. That's a rumor. That's something I was reading and through the tweets I was reading and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
NVIDIA announced the new 3080 Ti's, 3070 Ti's. All I gotta say about that is, good luck getting one. Good God. Good luck getting one. I think the prices are $100 more respectively of their standard counterparts with a few beefy updates. Don't want to go into too much detail. You can Google it. You can Google it. No, more nodes and more things. You know, more things to make the things look better and the things run better and the power and the things. Yeah, and to do the thing. Yeah. You already know. Valorant. Woo, this one caught me by it didn't catch me by surprise because it's like if you got a good franchise, you might as well make a mobile game. That's kind of like the world we live in now. It's kind of ridiculous.
It caught me by surprise because it's not on consoles.
It's not even on consoles, like, yeah.
But yeah, so...
Here's the thing, though. Valorant coming to mobile, what does that really mean? Like, did they explain? Because they didn't say that it was going to be, like, a straight-up, you know...
No,
like,
it's different. It's supposed to be a different game. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I feel like this is just them taking advantage of the massive, massive... mobile market, because Valorant is big here, but Valorant is also huge in Asia. And so what's Asia's like huge market? Mobile. And so if you want to get more fans over there to be into your lore, be into your IP and stuff like that, to make a, again, that's why Kingdom Hearts, if we want to go back to Kingdom Hearts, that's why Kingdom Hearts made mobile games. That's why Nintendo, after years of saying that they weren't interested in making mobile games, made that Mario game. There's a reason why they did that. It's because there's an audience there. So I'm not surprised from that sense. It's not the game I thought would have made a mobile game, you know, this soon into, because I think Valorant's only been out for like a year and some change.
It's a baby.
Yeah, so I didn't expect it this soon, but at this point, any franchise saying that they're making a mobile game doesn't surprise me, because
except Fortnite,
it's just a supplement to your main product, which is Valorant on PC. I don't know. You don't play it. I don't really play it. You know, that shit is for the nice play. You know, that shit is for the dude with the peeps with the aim and this has got to put time into that kind of game, and I don't got that kind of time.
A tournament recently, so shout out to whoever won that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's Sentinels or something like that. That one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shout out to the homie Golden Boy who casts for Valorant.
And shout out to Nat, because cool. She's a big fan of that game. She loved that's like literally the only game she plays. Really
love it. Yeah. Love it. Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart comes out next week. Enjoy that. You getting it?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna get it when I'm back from vacation.
Yeah.
So
I already know you got the next one downloaded, ready to go.
I don't, but there's no rush. What the fuck is the rush? Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate comes out next week. I'm not gonna be here to play it though. Oh,
right.
Yeah, I'm so sick about that. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I'm low key sick.
There's a few reasons why I want to take my PS4 with me to DR. Just for that, I just got Shenmue. I was like, oh, I can take that, but yeah. I don't want to be trapped in the house. The reason I'm taking my Switch is because I can play my Switch on the beach. I can play my Switch by the pool, by
wherever
the
rio,
in the mountains. Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason I'm taking my Switch.
Amari said he'll play it for you.
Yeah, thanks, Amari. I appreciate it, man. Put those hours in, man. Put those hours in. But I'm looking forward to it. It looks great, and just expanding the story. I'm just wondering how long it's going to be, because from all the trailers and like them adding like more characters, I was like, okay, is this story seems it's gonna be kind of beefy, like just a little bit. So I'm hoping like 5 hours of gameplay would
5 to 10,
rock
yeah.
my fucking world. Like
because
I'd play it, I'd probably replay it on hard because I'm gonna play it on regular, but then I'm also replaying the whole game again sometime this summer.
Nice on stream.
Gotta play that 4K 60. Listen. I don't know. I'm so fucking, there's just not enough time this summer to play the games I want to play because I'm not gonna be home. I'm so fucking stressed. Do I take my PS5 to Cali? Nah, I'm not doing that. That's a lot. Nah.
It's a lot.
That shit is like 20 pounds. Like who's taking that shit to Cali? But I don't know. You know, I'm gonna find some time to play that.
Shout out to the homie that's voicing a character in there. Alex. Shout out to him.
Oh, Alex? Yeah? That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. Shout out to Alex. Yeah, also got the Mass Effect trilogy. I'm on Amari's boat. I got the Mass Effect trilogy
finished. You finished the first game, which is good.
I finished the first one, yeah.
I'm a little bit into two.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not stressed about it. This is why I'm not stressed about Horizon coming out this year or not. Take your time. I got no time to play that game.
He literally doesn't. He's trying to figure out where he's gonna make time for Pokemon.
That too. I'm wondering when we're gonna make time to watch Loki. Nah, but Loki starts next week Wednesday.
Next week Wednesday.
One of Alyssa's husbands. You know, premiering his show.
Not my husband. Oh, he's not cute. I just really like him. I think he's fun.
Listen, the ugly guys is out there winning. You know what I mean? Just saying.
True. I'm just not gonna simp over him because I see people do it. I'm like, it's not really like him. It's just the character. Now, Tom Holland. Yeah. Yes. Happy belated birthday to my baby, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a grown ass man now.
Yeah. Oh wow! All right. I wouldn't say all that. And he still looks like a teenager. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Still got to be Horizon 2. I'm on the same boat, Amari.
Yeah,
same
I am
boat
too.
As Alyssa. But Alyssa's chipping away at it. I respect it.
It came with the freaking DLC too, so I was like, now I have extra shit I have to play.
It does come with the DLC.
Oh,
no, that's another reason why I didn't think that game had any hope of not being on a PS4. They just gave that game to everyone who has a PS4. And so, motherfuckers is going to go buy that game. But here's the thing I will say. If it's a testament to this whole next, you know, making it for both gens, Miles Morales has sold more on the PS5 than it has on the PS4.
Exactly.
And I think it's because there's this large idea around, like, all right, like, I could wait to play that game. You know, like how many people are really in a rush? You know what I mean? Like, oh, I could wait to play that game. And I feel like that's how a lot of PS4 owners feel about Miles Morales. Because apparently, I forget what game came out recently. And the only reason it wasn't number one in the UK is because there was a new wave of PlayStation 5s that came out. And the attachment rate with Miles Morales was insane. And so Miles Morales was, again, the number one game of the week over there. And so I feel like that shows me that Miles Morales is obviously a game that people want to play, but people are unwilling to play on a PS4 because for what? You know, like for what?
Right.
I feel that.
Oh shit. I should have, damn it. I think my dad sold it. I forgot I have a PS4.
Damn.
Well,
damn.
PlayStation Plus. I don't want to pay $50 for that game.
Wait for a sale. It was $40 the other day, but that's not even much of a sale.
No, give it to me for like 20, then I'll think about it.
30, I think it's a steal for 30. For 30, it's well worth the money. I think it's for 30, you'd play it and you'd be like, damn, that was a good $30 spent.
That's true.
But yeah, so Loki starts next week. Really looking forward to that, and we're gonna get, you know, we'll be back.
Back into our superhero.
Back talking about our superhero stuff. So
we're excited.
Maybe not the episode that's after the second episode of the show, because that's a big episode, and I'm not sure if Loki will be a topic on that episode, our special episode.
Let's maybe not. I don't think
it might not be a topic of that show. So we may save Loki for after three episodes. I think much like Winter Soldier, it's a good amount of time to where there's enough to talk about and dissect and really get into the show. So look out for that when we talk that week. Ooh, that would be a great episode to bring on my boy, who I was like, oh, I need to find a week for him.
I thought that's when we were gonna do it, but I wasn't sure.
I still gotta talk to him. I was supposed to see him Monday,
right?
But
when you come back, we'll figure it out.
Nah, I'm definitely hitting him up. Like, I'll probably call him after this and be like, yeah,
I just realized. We still need to figure out other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Because the My Hero movie and everything.
Oh, is that even coming out here? Has that been announced that it's coming out here?
Yeah.
All right. No, that's enough. That's
I don't know.
All right. So E3 and Summer Games Fest starts next week, too. So look out for that. I know Summer Games Fest is starting on the 10th. And E3 is the 11th?
I think the same day that the Final Fantasy DLC comes out is when Summer Games Fest starts. And then E3 is the next day through the weekend up until you come back, I think.
That's the Nintendo show is the 15th.
On the 15th, So I think
I have a lot of stuff to watch when I get back home.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's a heavy week.
Yeah. So there's a new anime, Tokyo Revengers, getting a lot of buzz. Will we check it out? Will the Hidden Weeb Village give that a shot?
Check it out. We still need to figure out what's going on. I actually don't know. I just, you know, I follow a lot of voice actors now. So I've just been seeing it. Yeah. And the main character is played by a black voice actor, I think. Mm-hmm. And I also think Alex is another character for like the English voice actors for the dubs. So I'm not sure, but I've been hearing a lot of buzz about it.
I'm going to read the brief synopsis about it real quick.
Go ahead.
Takamichi Hanagaki's second year in middle school was the highest point in his life. He had respect, a gang of friends he could count on, and even a girlfriend. Damn, getting in early. I feel that. Okay, I see you. But that was 12 years ago. Today, he's a nobody, a washed-up nonity, made fun of by children and always forced to apologize to his younger boss. Yikes. A sudden news report on the Tokyo Mangai gang's cruel murder of the only girlfriend he ever had alongside her brother only adds insult to injury. Half a second before a train ends his pitiful life for good, Takamichi flashes back to the same day 12 years ago when he was still dating Hinata Tachibana. After being forced to relive the very same day that begins his downward spiral, Takamichi meets Hinata's younger brother. Without thinking, he admits to him to his seeming death before flashing back to the past, Takemichi urges him to protect his sister before inexplicably returning to the future. Miraculously, he isn't dead. Stranger still, the future has changed. It seems as though Takemichi can alter the flow of time. Given the chance to prevent his ex-girlfriend's tragic death at the hands of the Tokyo Mangai Mahi gangs, Takemichi decides to fly through time to change the course of the future.
What in the Yu Yu Hakusho erased?
Okay.
That's a lot.
Okay.
I think I'll give it a shot just to like.
Yeah, we'll
give,
see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see the next assignment. The next assignment for the Hidden Weeb Village is supposed to be the Berserk movie, but I know peeps been on vacation, you know, and stuff like that, so nobody's been talking about it, but I think we should. But I honestly want to do that one. If we're gonna do a movie, we should do that as a movie night.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm talking out my ass because I'm gonna be gone for 2 weeks and I don't want to make y'all wait 2 weeks to watch something, but I'm not gonna lie, I really do think that we should watch that as a movie night. I think it'd be awesome, you know.
That'd be great. Do not mind because I haven't been watching anime, and that's my fault.
Okay,
my bad.
Okay.
But I have been reading.
Reading. I was about to say, you have been reading.
I have been reading Jujutsu Kaisen, which is the last hot take of the week.
Yeah, so Jujutsu Kaisen, latest manga chapter being one of the best and trending over the weekend. Let me tell y'all, it's getting spicy. But apparently it's getting spicy.
It is. I will not spoil it, but all I will say is Maki for fucking president.
Okay.
Maki for fucking president. And I know, I made that tweet that said, people think they know pain, but Jujutsu Kaisen fans, all we know is fucking pain. And until you know why, and this is with all due respect, I understand Berserk fans are actually experiencing pain right now. That's not what I mean. I mean, story-wise,
pain, yeah.
Yeah. All I know is pain, and all we know is pain. Every goddamn chapter, someone fucking dies. It's all butterflies and rainbows until the Shibuya arc fucking happens.
Until everybody starts dying.
Y'all hold your faves tight. Hold your faves tight. I haven't seen my baby in so fucking long.
Okay.
Do I miss that man? Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Don't spoil it. Yeah,
Maki. No. Maki for president. She deserves all the glory, all the flowers.
Okay. All right. Well, all I got to say is somebody's actual name is Pain. Okay. That's all I got to say to that. That's all I got to say.
All right. Mm-hmm.
My man's name is Pain.
I'm just saying, like, if you read the manga, you would know. Yes, T-Pain. Shout out to T-Pain. His song with Kehlani is super hot. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. I'm happy he started responding to everybody's DMs.
Yeah, he's got a new song with Kehlani. You know?
Mm-hmm. He's got probably the other people he's going to work with.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to T-Pain. Shout out to T-Pain doing the gaming thing, too. And like,
yeah.
And I love it too, because like he's putting on black streamers, like his squad is, yeah, his squad got some melanin on it, you know what I'm saying?
Let's
go. You know what I'm saying? So shout out,
hey T-Pain.
Shout out to a black man with money, putting money in other black people's pockets. I love it.
Let's get it.
I love
Let's
it.
Get it.
But
yeah.
But yeah, that was funny though. That whole like TikTok of him ignoring people. I was like, okay.
He was like,
not really ignoring people. He was like, I didn't even know this was a thing. I feel that.
I saw Viola Davis, and I was like,
damn, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. I saw some niggas that was like, damn, motherfucker, you ignoring Viola Davis? Damn.
And all she said was like, good job, you know what I'm saying? But I was like,
she was giving him that auntie love, and he was like,
yeah,
auntie got no time for that. Got no time for that, auntie.
Do you think
after making that he took the time out to respond to all those people?
Yes.
I think so.
There's a reason why he has a song with Kehlani. He even said it. They did like a Instagram live together, and he was like, he didn't think that she would want to work with him because of like the fact that he ignored her for so long. And she was like, dude, I grew up listening to you. Why the fuck wouldn't I?
Yeah. Real shit. Real shit.
Not him giving a gifted sub to T-Pain.
Yo, Mari, stop. Fucking Omari just donated or just gifted a sub to T-Pain. That means T-Pain's gonna probably watch his channel later one day. Who knows? Maybe, maybe.
Yeah, yo, shout out T-Pain. Come on the podcast.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you, Omari. Shout out to T-Pain. Hopefully T-Pain watches the channel one of these days.
That'd be lit.
Oh, God. That's fucking hilarious. All right. Oh, excuse me. Any lingering thoughts? Any final thoughts?
Come back to me.
Well, I mean, I'm come back quick because I have no thoughts.
I think we
covered everything. It's been a busy couple of weeks for gaming. I love it. This is the holidays of gaming. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know there is the holidays, but this is when this is when the magic happens. You know,
really.
So I'm excited to see what the next few weeks bring. Because I'm excited for that episode on the 17th to talk about all of it. I cannot wait.
We're so excited.
I'm so excited for that episode. So
I'm already told my family. I'm like, oh my God, we have these people coming.
Yeah, and they're it's gonna be cool.
They're they don't know who anybody is. They're just
but it's cool, right? Yeah, it's cool.
So I'm just
excited for what the next few weeks, what the summer is gonna bring, because it's gonna be a long summer. Yeah. Obviously, summer games fest. You know what I mean? So
I take that with a grain of salt, but yeah. I don't think it's gonna be as long as we think, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Definitely not into August. Yeah. For sure not into August. But a few weeks into July, for sure, I think.
Waxed and vexed.
Definitely. Oh, you know we vaxed and waxed over here, Mari. Shit, we're going on vacation tomorrow. Listen.
Yeah. Crazy. Back to back vacations for Mondo, literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know when you get back to New York, but probably by that time I'll be in New York.
The 15th. The last day of. Oh, you mean.
No, I'm saying when you come back from Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah. The 28th.
Is when you'll be back?
Yeah. I'm going
of
from.
July.
I'm
of
going
July,
from,
of
I'm
July.
Going from the 7th to the 28th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Of July.
Yeah. You'll be helming. You're going to be captain of this ship for a minute, you know?
I mean, yeah. But by the time you get back, I'm going to get ready to leave.
Look, listen, that's fine. Are we gonna
it's
do,
crazy.
Sounds like we're going to do an in-person episode here, too. Who knows? I don't know.
True. Mm-hmm.
Nah, but that'd be cool. We can go get ramen. Yo, we got to go get ramen.
Yeah.
We got to go ramen. 100% got to go ramen with the crew.
I better learn how to use chopsticks correctly. I use them fucking wrong.
Yeah? Oh, no. Well, it's all right. It's all right. We're going to get there.
I'm baby.
One step at a time. One noodle
one
at
step
a time.
Yeah, exactly. Ramen emoji,
yeah, Mari, ramen. Right, y'all. So maybe we'll keep talking after this, but this is the end of the episode. Thanks for everybody who's been listening live. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to everybody who's listening on podcast services. We appreciate y'all too. And have a great day, afternoon, evening, weekend, whatever time of the week you're watching this.
Have a great Summer Games Fest in E3. We'll see you.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Damn, it's gonna be a while. Enjoy the time off.
You too. You especially.
Yeah.
I'll be working.
I probably will. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. I didn't want to brag. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to talk about it too much. You know, now that I have my passport, I'm actually excited. I'm like, I'm going to DR tomorrow. I'm actually hyped. I haven't been able to be hype, but yeah. Anyways, y'all be safe and don't do nothing we wouldn't do. All right, deuces.
True. Bye.